Vectis Radio, it's FM 104.6. Time now for the lunchtime social discussion. And we've got a special guest. It's been about a month, hasn't it,
Danny? Yes, yep.
Danny Stimpson is in from the Fit Mindset
Code,
And you set me some homework to do. And I'll be honest with you, I'm here, there, and everywhere. I am taking it seriously to the point where we've just got ourselves some scales.
Cool.
That actually send the details every morning to your phone. It's just that I haven't worked out how to send it to the phone. I've got some.
Okay.
But have you tried some of these scales?
I don't have the scales that send the information to my phone, no. I just have a normal set of scales which I stand on every morning and just remember the number.
Well, do you know what? This is the really... We got those old ones that we used to abide by, and they were made you a stone lighter. Than these ones.
A stone.
Sorry, not a stone, a pound.
Oh, right, a stone. Oh, that's quite a long way out.
Massive difference there. A pound difference.
Right.
But anyway, if you stand on them, and my wife has she's got this blooming thing to work. You stand on them, you weigh yourself, and then it sends the weight to your phone.
Right.
But you've got to wait until it zeroes out and goes 0000 and all these zeros, and then it all travels to your phone. But right. So I haven't worked that out yet, so I've had to write it all down.
Okay.
All right, so...
You'd have to give me the make of the scales. I might like that. Yeah, I like to...
I'll send you
a link.
I
love data, so...
Honestly, it's a really good thing. Obviously, there's two metal plates on these scales where you have to go barefoot.
Yep.
So I'm guessing it reads your footprint or whatever and sends it to you. Open up an account on the app and it just sends you the details.
Right.
You almost put... Okay. You say what weight you want to be and it says, right, that's your target weight and you are X amount of pounds off your target weight. Which I am. All right.
Bearing in mind,
we've had a bank holiday. Go easy on me.
Right.
But we should point out, if you're tuning in for the first time, Danny came in about a month ago. He said, right, we need 2 weeks of data from you.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got 2 weeks of data.
Good, yeah.
Then the next stage is what we do to improve things.
Correct. Well, the first thing that you did was fill out a kind of a form which gave me an idea of your lifestyle in general broad terms and your goals.
Right.
And we need to get stuck into some of the detail of that because we need to put some dates in place and that sort of thing. And then the 14 days gives me sufficient data from where you are weight-wise, calorie intake, your caloric intake, and then the food types that you are choosing to eat gives me sufficient data to then make some decisions on your behalf to hopefully improve it. One, to start losing some weight if that's what you want to do, and then give you healthier choices.
Well, I want to be 12 and a half stone.
Okay.
Okay, and I was 12 and a half stone for a very brief period of time. It was almost like you made it. And then I hovered between, 12 and a half and 13.
Right.
And now, I did a couple of weeks ago go up to 13 stone 10,
right.
Which is, stone, a little bit more than a stone heavier than I want to be.
Yeah.
Where should we start? Monday?
Yeah, go for it.
Weighing in at 13 stone 10.
Okay.
That's the heaviest I've been for probably a couple of years at least. Okay, so when I wake up, I have a coffee.
Right,
it's probably about a pint of coffee with three sugars, and I have two of them a day. But then for me breakfast, I have half a tin of beans.
Yeah, you've put that on your form. We need to talk about that. Yeah,
well, the beans.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. I don't mind at all because I'm bored of beans.
Right. Good.
I never liked beans in the first place, but it was either that or a fried egg.
Go with the fried egg.
Oh, really?
Go with the fried egg. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mention the coffee, and then that will last me through. Generally, I won't have a lunch. I'll have a banana for lunch.
Yep.
With two or three packets of crisps.
Yeah, that's the other thing you put on your form, which it's. There is a massive difference between health and well-being and the sort of nutritional choices that you need to be healthy from what you eat and losing weight. And people get the two confused, that they think, well, if I want to lose weight, I have to eat healthily. You don't, but it's just better that you do. But it's a lifestyle choice. So if you don't want to give up crisps and baked beans, then you don't have to. But you have to understand that comes with, you know, the implications with regard to your overall health. And eating a large quantity of crisps is not particularly healthy.
I know.
We had the same discussion about alcohol last time that, you know, if you don't want to give up alcohol, you just need to moderate it and understand the implications of drinking alcohol. And if you're fine with the outcome, then that's the decision you're going to make. Because if you don't want to give it up, then it's a lifestyle choice, not punishment. So
okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, that's good advice. I say we did try and you know, have a weekend off, and we got 2 days into it, and we thought, you know, well, it's been a bad day. Let's have one. Yeah. Come on, it won't hurt.
Yeah. But what's the priority for you? And that's one of the questions I'd be asking any client when I sit down 1-to-1. What is the priority? Is it to get fit and be healthy, or is it to lose weight?
It's both.
But which one's the priority? Which one's the one which you is a
Well, it should be health,
because if it's health, then stop drinking alcohol and don't eat crisps.
Right, at all?
Yeah. I don't.
Was it hard for you?
No.
Right,
no.
Okay.
No.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that one, because I must admit, there is a lot of me that thinks, I drink too much at the weekend.
Yeah.
And maybe it is a case of, and I'm just being completely honest now, and I'm not saying this to be big or anything like that, because it's not big and it's not clever. You just, you know, it's a fact that I probably do drink too much for whatever reason. I don't know. Anyway, Tuesday, I'm weighing it. I basically lose a pound every day during the course of the week.
Okay.
So I'm 13.9 come Tuesday. Again, I'll have the coffee with the three sugars. I'll have half a tin of beans and a sausage. Okay, for me lunch, I'll have a banana because I'm always on the hoof. Right. I don't get much time. Banana, two packets of crisps, and I've got to be honest with you, sometimes it's three. In the evening, I didn't mention Monday evening, we have chicken stir fry. And we do eat, I think we eat quite healthily in the evening. My wife will make a stir fry. She's mastered the art of chicken stir fry.
Right.
In the chicken stir fry would be two drumsticks. What are they called? Knuckles, thighs.
All right, yeah.
Two of those. There'll be two of those each. And it won't be like a massive amount. It'd just be like a normal amount that you would have. We would then not eat anything else. I tell a lie, other than an ice cream. I have an ice cream every day.
Right. When you say an ice cream,
yeah.
Again, it's a very broad brush term. You need to, one of the things we will look at is portion size and you understanding how much constitutes, let's say, an average 250 calories.
Okay.
So if you can understand what looks, when you look at food, when you eyeball what you're eating, 250 calories, then you can make decisions on how many 250 portions you're going to have to get up to, let's say, your number ends up, hypothetically, 2,000 calories a day.
Right.
And you may be consuming 2,500 or 3,000, you know, throughout the week. So if we want to get you down to, let's say, 2,000 calories, then if you can understand what portion constitutes 200 or 250 calories each time you're eating, then you can easily add those up in your head to know roughly whether you're somewhere near your 2,000 or under it or going to go over it. And then you can then make adjustments either the next day, you know, let's say you go over because it's a night out and you want to have a drink and it's going to be another 250 calories for what you're consuming alcohol wise then the next day reduce your calories down so that over a period of time we can have an average.
Okay.
And that's the way we'll manage it, but you need to know what the food you're consuming counts calories wise.
Okay, so it's an ice cream on a stick, so that's fairly easy to find out. It'll be the same every night because I have the same one because I like them.
We can't. Is it a kind of an orange looking one with some ice cream in the middle, or is it?
No, it's a chocolate one.
It's a chocolate one. That, all right.
Yeah.
Because we're not allowed to mention them.
It's a Magnum.
Oh, we're allowed to say Magnums. Is that a colloquial term, is it?
So, yeah, we're not sort of saying that, you know, these are the best ice creams. We're just saying that's what I have, which is fair enough.
So if you look on the back of that, I'll bet that will probably be 200 calories, something along those lines.
We'll have a little look, but I have one of those every night. Cheer myself up. Yeah.
So on that basis, if you have one every single night, you now have, let's say, 1,800 calories for all your other food that you're going to consume throughout the day.
Right. Okay.
So it doesn't mean you have to stop doing it. You have to understand the implications.
You have to make compromises
exactly.
somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, and out of a Chinese chicken rice, that's cooked at home.
Right.
So it's cooked rather healthily. And again, it's the same amount of chicken.
Yeah.
It will be two of those, what do they call them?
Thighs. Yeah, chicken thighs, yeah. My only question about the stir fry, from a healthy perspective, because there's nothing wrong with a stir fry, you know, it's got vegetables in it and, you know, peppers and that sort of thing, onions and the chicken, good protein, is what you're using to fry it. That would be my question.
Yes. Now,
and I don't want to demonise certain, you know, food groups, but I would personally, I would avoid the seed oils.
Ah, right. What I'm pretty sure
they use something like olive oil or good old fashioned butter or lard or something like that.
Oh, right, really?
It. Yeah.
What's the seed oil? Because I'm pretty sure that's what we use.
You know, sunflower oils, those sort of things, rapeseed oils, the ones which are they're basically, I think they're called trans fats, which is basically a byproduct of another food group to make an oil.
Right.
And you can't metabolise that. It's not very good for you.
I can't remember the name of it, but it is a seeded oil.
Is it going to be like a rapeseed or a...
No, it wasn't that one.
No, sunflower or, you know, they're kind of the light and fry stuff, you know, those sort of things. They're not particularly good for you.
Right, okay.
If you have them on a regular basis, you know, once in a while, it's fine. It's like anything, you know, your liver will deal with it.
It's got a distinct smell. I'm kicking myself now because I wish I'd have made a note of it, but it's got a distinct smell when you're cooking it because I know what I'm getting. I'm upstairs while the wife's cooking the tea, and I'm thinking, right, okay, we've got stir fry then because I can smell that oil.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so
I would go for the things like olive oil. That's a much better because that's actually you know, the process for producing that oil is much more in line with what you need from a health perspective. It's better for you, you know. So
okay. During the week, I won't eat anything other than the ice cream after I've had my evening meal.
Right.
I will have a cup of fruit tea with honey in.
Okay.
No sugar.
Yeah. Honey's sugar.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, my wife's just trying to con me, isn't she? She's, that's what that is.
I mean, there are some more benefits for having honey. Certainly not going to demonise honey in any way. But if you are consuming a large amount of sugar during the day, cane sugar, and then you're adding in fruit sugars and then you're adding in honey, then all you're doing is topping up the amount of sugar, which is, you know, effectively glucose. Therefore, you are increasing your potential for your insulin to be heightened during the day.
Okay.
And we can get into the mechanics of how the hormones work when you eat and why carbohydrate is different to eating fat or eating protein, because it's quite important with understanding your food choices. So,
okay.
Especially if you're pre-diabetic like I was.
I'm a bit, I was, but I don't know I mean, it's 5.4 now, what do they call it, that count that they do?
Yeah, you're on your glucose scale.
I'm on the cusp, you like, but it's always best to be, you know, well under.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried about the sugar situation because I have it's six sugars a day.
Right.
Spoonfuls of sugar a day, so that's crikey, every day.
Right.
So that's not good, is it? You raise your eyebrows.
And then add in the fruit that you eat as well, and then every processed food that you're going to eat has sugar in it for flavouring, and then you're having honey as well in your tea in the evening. So you're adding up the amount of what I call kind of hollow calories there that you don't really get any benefit from.
Right. Okay. Moving on to Wednesday. It doesn't get any better. After the beans again, we're back to the six spoons of sugar.
Very much a creature of habit, aren't you?
Monday to Friday. Yeah, my wife's like this.
Which is good. That's one of the fact that you kind of repeat, eat, sleep, repeat is, I think, a good thing. Because if you can have bad habits, then I can get you to form good habits. You have the capacity to have habits.
You just need to substitute.
You just need to flip the coin and make them good ones and not bad ones.
On that particular Wednesday, I had a KFC for my tea.
Right, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm partial.
again, it's understanding the implications of your actions. and taking ownership of it. So if you want a KFC, I'm quite partial to a McDonald's, especially the McDonald's breakfast. And so if I want one, then I'll have one. But I'll understand, one, the caloric number, and I'll understand the implications of me having something which is not particularly healthy. And if I'm happy with that decision, then fine. You know, okay. It's not going to kill me.
No. Pretty much the same for the remainder of the weekdays. The other, banana for lunch, two packets of crisps. For evening meal, it was carbonara.
Right.
Friday, I've added into, that's the weekend. And we will have pizza and banana for me lunch, two packets of crisps, pizza. But in the evening, after I've had my pizza, that's when the issues are for Friday. So I've built up to this.
Okay. Yeah. So Monday to Friday was your healthy choices.
Yeah.
Your crisps, your beans, your sausages.
And that goes down worse. Pizza. I do have a bag of nuts and crisps in the evening.
Right.
Very often they're not the salted variety nuts. They're just the ordinary, just ordinary nuts with the skins on, no salts, no flavours.
Right.
I like those kind of nuts better than the actual flavoured stuff. Then it's two bottles of beer. I'm not going to name the beer.
Okay.
And then it's either going to be three large brandies or three large rums.
Right.
All right. And sorry, I'm not, when I say this out loud, it sounds kind of bad. I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up, and I'm not sitting here and bigging myself up either.
Yeah.
But I'm just being completely honest.
Yeah.
Saturday it changes.
Yeah.
We have, instead of the boring beans for breakfast, we have egg, bacon, and a mushroom roll.
Now we're on my sort of lines for breakfast. Now we're talking.
Again, it's the coffee with the three sugars and so on and so forth. We won't have a banana and crisp for lunch. We very often have a prepared soup, a shop-bought soup, not out of a tin, out of a carton, so it's kind of fresh, I'm guessing.
Yep.
And there might be a bar of chocolate.
Okay.
Just to keep us going until tea time. Now, on Saturdays, we have a special tea Saturday. And Sunday as well, steak and chips with, the biggest steak you can fit on your plate, and lots of chips.
Right.
And the sauce that goes with it, the pepper sauce and onion rings. And my wife, just for a little bit of healthiness, some tomatoes.
Right.
Which is probably the best thing on the plate for me.
The steak is very good.
Is it?
Yeah. I love my steak. But that's because I tend to have a high protein and a high fat based diet and a low carbohydrate one. So I enjoy all the meats, the chickens, and having fish, and I like a nice steak, So, but I won't have all the trimmings that go with it on the carbohydrate side. So
okay. Then after that, it will, I'll have an ice cream, a couple of bottles of beer. And three large rums or brandies, and pretty much it's the same Sunday. It's a repeat on Sunday, the same amount of drink, bag of nuts in the evening, egg, bacon, mushroom roll, and so on. And the only other thing that changes is maybe the evening meal might change around. There's still the chicken stir fries, there's still the banana for lunch. And then the following Saturday, instead of a steak, because we more or less have carbonara Thursday, it's like, carbonara. My wife likes to be in a routine. I kind of like it as well, know what I'm getting. But it is pretty much the same. And then the following Saturday, instead of having steak and chips, we had a steak. It's a stir fry in how can I put it? It's obviously the steak is all sliced up, same amount of steak, and it's done with spinach. Nice. You'd be proud.
Love the spinach, yeah.
And then on Sunday, we will probably have a roast dinner on a Sunday, but without roast potatoes.
Okay.
Strangely enough.
But with Yorkshire pudding and...
With no Yorkshire puddings, no, we don't do Yorkshire puddings.
Right.
But it's just a basic. It will probably be just a meat and two veg,
okay, that's
and
good.
It will probably be mashed swede and carrot, and broccoli.
That's what you've just described is what I would say is a really, really good meal. That's the healthiest meal that you're going to eat in the week, is the one where it's vegetables and the meat, and you have a very low amount of carbohydrate coming from from the vegetables that you're eating, you know, the swede. That would be what I would be directing you to. If you like that sort of meal, then that would be, if you can swap some of those less healthy choices, because I don't want to demonize any food group or any food choice, because it's about balance and it's about making sure that your life is enjoyable. I don't think anybody could actually sustain my nutritional plan long term, because I'm a bit odd, and I pretty much cut out carbohydrate out of my diet. So I won't have rice, I won't have pasta, I won't have potatoes, I don't eat crisps, I don't eat biscuits. I pretty much avoid any type of carbohydrate as much as I possibly can. My only weakness is the odd protein bar, but that's probably the most amount of carbohydrate I'll have, which is probably about 20 grams of carbs in a day. The rest will be from fruit, vegetables, salads, and protein. So
okay,
and the fruit is, things like red berries and those sort of things that I might have in the evening, and a bit of Greek yogurt. So I avoid, the high citrus fruits, because fruit, again, people don't understand the amount of sugar that's in the fruit and what fructose, how it reacts inside your body.
Right. I should just add one more thing that we have on a Saturday and Sunday. I always make get a yogurt, Greek yogurt, funny enough, big tub of Greek yogurt, and we make, I put in banana, one banana, and some cherries, frozen cherries, and also some frozen strawberries and blueberries, but I blend it so that it's like a drink more than, you're spooning it.
Okay, like a nice smoothie.
Yeah.
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 If I'm having fruit, I'll always err towards the berries, because they're full of antioxidants, even the frozen ones. Frozen berries that you get in the supermarket and you can put in your freezer and have at any time are just as good as fresh ones. They hold just as much of the nutrients that are in there when they're fresh, but they're very low on the fructose, I call the FI index, so very low on the fruit sugars, and high on the good stuff. So that's the one to err towards.
All right, so I'm out there. That's all the details. That's me, done and dusted.
Yep.
We'll take a quick break,
because
I'll need one after that. And then you're going to fix me.
I'm going to have a bag of crisps.
Two? We'll come back, and you're going to tell me where we go from here.
Yep.
And if you're playing along at home, if you're doing this at home, and, don't feel bad about it, but here's where we can fix. I'm guessing this is where you're going to fix me. This is where we're going to put a few things in place.
Yeah.
And remind me, and I'm pretty sure you're going to anyway, we need to talk sweeteners.
Our Island, our Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Are your staff struggling to find the energy to push your business onto the next level? Would a more energized, focused, and happier workforce benefit your business? Then you need the Fit Mindset Code. We provide business-specific health, fitness, and well-being courses designed around your business needs. Contact us on 07966 070636 or visit the website on www.thefitmindsetcode.com. Energize your business potential. It's all in the mindset.
Immerse yourself in the nostalgia of how railways used to be at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Our genuine island locomotives and carriages date back to Victorian times and are immaculately restored to pristine condition. The one-hour train ride takes you through unspoiled countryside and woodland. So come and enjoy a journey with a difference at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. For further details, visit iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
West White Audio, the island's technical troubleshooters. Having problems with your phone, or are your electrics on the blink? Maybe you need your appliances or your building wiring tested, or just a light fitted. We've got it covered. For friendly, reliable service, call Kelvin on 754666 or click westwhiteaudio.co.uk. All island coverage.
The Isle of Wight Kidney Patient Association is here to help all renal patients on the island. We also offer support to the local dialysis unit. We can help with financial backup for patients and partners, with travel expenses for hospital treatment. We also have a program of social events and activities, as well as fundraising that links the community together. Call us on 01983 611 671 or visit our website on iowkidneypatientassociation.com.
Welcome. Program activated. Synchronizing. Please enter your username. Username accepted.
Tune into a different galaxy. The Chip Dancehall Show is every Saturday night from 6 till 7. Come and join the rave with me, Chip.
You having a party or something?
Okay, lovely.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. Call us at PC Consultants on 01983 811 711 to find out more about our award-winning service.
Vectis Radio, it's FM 104.6. It's Macca and Danny here. Danny is from the Fit Mindset Code, and he set me a challenge a couple of weeks ago. It was about a month ago. For 2 weeks, I had to keep a note of what I've eaten, how much I've weighed, and so on and so forth. And then he would come back and rip me to bits, which we just don't even have a little discussion. And I must admit, the more I talk about it, this ain't rocket science, is it? I mean, I look at it and I think, I've just added up in my head the amount of sugar that I have. 6 spoons of sugar a day.
Yeah,
I mean, that's got to be like half a kilo or a month or a week or, you know, it's half
just,
a bag.
It's a huge amount when you just keep on adding it up day after day after day. And you don't get any benefit from that. You know, as we discussed in the break, the problem with most people, and it's the Western diet, is predominantly sugar. You know, it's cereal for breakfast, it's mid-morning biscuits, it's sandwiches for lunch, it's then evening meal with pasta or chips and potatoes and those sort of things, ice cream in the evening, as you quite like. And then if you add alcohol into that as well, it's sugar all day long, carbohydrate all day long, which is one of the things we need to reverse, and we can do it quite quickly with just cutting out some of your bad choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to book another day for you to come back in 2 weeks' time.
Yep.
You're going to give me some challenges now. You're going to tell me, because I asked the question during the break, and I think we should put this out there. If you are doing this, you've got to be careful. What you should do is get in touch with you, and we'll give you the details in a minute.
Yep.
So my concern is you're going to say to me, and you're not, because I know you've just talked me through it, you know, you're not going to just change everything dramatically now, because that wouldn't do me any good whatsoever.
No, it wouldn't. If I put you onto my diet, my nutritional plan, you wouldn't enjoy it. You would find it very restrictive. It wouldn't be sustainable. The best diet that you can be on is one that you can stick to for a long period of time, especially as we're going to, you know, be doing is in the caloric deficit. So if you're bringing down your calories, then you need to have food choices which you enjoy. If you don't enjoy the food you're eating, you're not going to stick to it.
No, sure.
So we can't make massive radical changes to your diet. We need to do it slowly over time. Find out the food groups that you really, really like, and then make the decisions better and the portion sizes better, and then that will bring your calories down. Then you'll start losing some body weight like you want to do and feel better along the way as well.
Okay, so what are you going to get me to do in the next 2 weeks?
Well, I first of all need to add up your numbers. So from the choices that you've described, as you've just discussed, I'm going to go and work out what your caloric intake is on a daily basis, which keeps you roughly at about 13 and a half stone, 13, 10, something along those lines. And then we will then work out what that number is, and then we will reduce it by 500 calories. And then we will track that for a month and see what effect me reducing your calorie intake by 500 as just a number makes. But we'll do that by making you remove some of the choices that you are currently making, and the big ones are going to be, as you've already alluded to, the cane sugar,
right?
And we have some replacement food types for you to make that an easier transition, because drinking tea without sugar in, or coffee without sugar in, if you've always had it, is very difficult.
So. See, the thing is, my wife and I are going through the same sort of thing. We've kind of challenged each other, and you know, there's certain things that she will say, and I just think you're just you're hiding behind, you're sitting behind, and you're just assuming that I have three sugars in my coffee, so I have more sugar than you. I said to her, how many cups of tea do you have? You only have one in yours, but if you have seven cups of tea a day, you have more sugar than me a day.
Yeah, yeah. It's about the total number, and we have to look at the total number over a week as well. Eating a large meal in one day is not going to put on body fat. It might put on a little bit of weight, but weight and body fat are slightly different. But if you want to lose body fat, it can only be done over a kind of a 7-day period. So it might take you a whole week to lose 1 pound of body fat, or actual body fat. So we need to look at reducing by about 500 calories a day, which is on 7 days is 3,500 calories in total, and that scientifically is what they suggest you need to do to lose 1 pound of body fat.
So what am I going to do? I'm losing the sugar then. Yeah. So sweeteners are the way.
Yeah, we'll look at replacing with a sweetener. And there is a plant-based one which I use, which is from the stevia plant, to get it right. And there are a couple of products that you can buy from the supermarket which are effectively made with stevia, which is zero calorie, and they don't spike your insulin. Insulin is one of the things that we need to control with regard to fat loss, because if your insulin is always high, insulin stops off and shuts down your body's ability to utilize its body fat for energy. So we need to get your insulin down and then reduce your calories. So if you're in a caloric deficit and your insulin is low, then you have to use your body fat for energy. Your body has no other choice but to do that, because okay. It needs the calories to sustain your balance. Let's say it's 2,500 was your basic maintenance level. It needs 2,500 to maintain that. If we're only giving it 2,000 in food, it's got to take the 500 from somewhere. And
right.
Guess what it does? It takes it from your body fat. Over
okay.
a week, 3,500 in a deficit will reduce your body fat by 1 pound, roughly.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. The sweeteners, both coffees.
Yeah.
I only have two a day. They're like a real treat.
Yeah.
Coffees have to have like sweeteners
yeah.
in.
So okay. I would say the best thing for you to do is to get rid of the white cane sugar and buy some stevia. There's a couple of, you know, products that you can get from the supermarket which are made with stevia. And the good thing about it is that it's they've made the product a cane-looking product, so it looks like cane sugar. So emotionally, you're still putting a spoonful of something. You probably need a quarter of a spoon for one teaspoonful. So if you had two full heaped spoons of sugar, you'd probably need half a spoonful of stevia in your coffee for the same sweet taste.
Right.
But it looks like sugar, rather than it being a little pill that drops in, which emotionally I found quite difficult. I was dropping a little tablet in into my coffee and then trying to stir that up. That didn't seem right. So I quite like the fact that you're spooning something in. So
okay.
You've still got the same habit, you know, which again, habit forming is one of those things which is important, you know, to,
right. So
to maintain.
That hopefully, fingers crossed, that you'll see a difference in that in within a week.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. And I would say that we need to take the crisps out of the equation during the week, and maybe just have them on the weekends when you're in the pub having your pint. Then we'll talk about the alcohol as well.
I think crisps, that's to me, that makes sense. Weekends. Okay. And would you do anything with the beans yet?
No, if you like your beans.
No, I don't. I do
if
anything.
If you don't like them,
you
then
said
don't have
egg.
Them. Yeah, I have a high fat diet. So I have a lot of eggs. I eat bacon periodically, not every day, but I do like bacon. But I eat a lot of eggs during the week. So this kind of your classic full English breakfast, I will have, as long as there's no carbohydrates on there. So no toast or anything like that, or hash brown, but mushrooms, tomato, black pudding, sausages, bacon, eggs.
What we got?
Because it keeps your insulin down, so it doesn't spike your insulin. So,
right. See, I went about it in completely the wrong way, because I kind of then, because what I was doing was I was having a toast, we got a toast and egg machine.
Right.
So you put your toast and your egg in, and you got on the top of that, I've got an already pre-cooked sausage that's cold, come out of the fridge, but it warms it through, so you've got the whole thing together.
Right.
Okay, which is lovely. And then I said to my wife, I said, but I'm eating eggs. Apparently they're not supposed to be, they're not good for you because they're high in cholesterol, supposedly. And she said, well, why don't you try beans and a sausage because it's got fibre in. You have more fibre in your diet.
Yeah, no, fibre's very good. She's right on the fibre. The only thing that I would suggest with the tin of beans is that if you look at the amount of sugar that's in it...
Oh, it's only half a tin per day.
Right, well, it's then half the amount of sugar that's on the tin is in there. So, and if you have the other half of the tin at some stage, then you've got the rest of the sugar that's in there and the salt that's in there as well. Process. So okay. Beans are a processed food. I have a kind of a mantra that I reduce the amount of processed food in my diet to about 10% of my caloric intake.
Okay.
So 90% of the food that I eat will be wholesome, real food. One of the tests are if your grandma could make it, yeah, it's probably going to be okay because she'll use real ingredients. If you can't actually find the chemicals that they're putting the foods in the supermarket, then you don't want to be eating it. So if you can make the stuff from ingredients you can find in the supermarket, then it's probably all right.
Okay. I've got another question.
Yep.
So would you do the beans thing and the sugar straight away, or would you do the sugar thing for a week and then do the beans, beans over just in case?
I would say do the my advice first of all was cut out the sugar and cut out the crisps.
Yeah.
Or at least during the week.
Yeah.
You know, so then we're reducing the amount of, because the crisps aren't very good for you at all. You know, they're very nice. I do like crisps, but they're not very good for you. There's not a lot of wholesome. and then we'll see what happens for the week. As I said at the beginning, weight loss and healthy eating are different things. You can lose weight and eat very unhealthily. You just need to be in a caloric deficit over a sustained period of time. If you want to eat healthily, then make better food choices.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Eventually, we'll replace the beans with something else. I mean, beans, okay. You know, so a nice tin of beans is fine, but just not every single day.
Well, what I'll probably do, I will do the sugar thing from Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got a definite start. There you go. From Monday, I should do that. I do the crisps thing from Monday as well.
Yep.
And then from the following Monday, I should probably substitute my beans and sausage with egg and sausage.
Yeah.
But you say don't have toast.
No, I don't. I don't have bread in my diet at all. I find it's a very highly processed food. So there's not a great deal of nutrients in white bread. There's not a great deal in brown bread either. But
what can you substitute it with then? That's like a bread-like thing. Because I like the old toasty bit with the. Because you can put your egg on it and your sausage and so on.
Right. Well, if you can get something like a wrap or something like that, which has
a wrap.
They're probably slightly better for you, and you get the same feeling from it.
Yeah.
But it's reducing the amount of carbohydrate that you eat regularly throughout the day. So you want to be upping your vegetables, especially your leafy green vegetables, as opposed to the starchy vegetables, upping the amount of salad that you're eating and reducing the amount of starchy white carbohydrates that you're consuming, and cutting out all the processed foods and processed things like sugar and stuff like that.
Okay.
So those are the key ones.
What we'll do is we'll do those things. We'll keep another tally on, and I'll send you that. I'll send you the other details as well. And you haven't mentioned any exercise yet.
Yeah, exercise is supplementary to weight loss. Again, fitness, health, weight loss, they're three different component parts of a holistic approach to a healthy, well-rounded life. You don't have to do any exercise to put yourself in a caloric deficit. It just increases the amount of deficit you've got and probably improves your heart health. So, yes, exercise is good, but it's not critical for weight loss.
Okay, so we won't concentrate on that for now.
Nope.
We'll just keep doing what we're doing. I try and walk 10,000 steps per day.
Yep.
And do a few sit-ups with me wonder core thing, which you don't agree with, do you? But I do put a lot of effort.
All right. Well, I treat it as exercise, but, you know, that's all.
Well, it's 5 minutes.
It's not really going to do anything for your stomach.
I do a little 5-minute timer thing, it kind of tells my mind that I'm doing something worthwhile.
Yeah. If you want abs, then get your nutrition right. That's
okay.
Abs are made in the kitchen.
All right, I like that. Yeah. Apps are made in the kitchen. Maybe we'll have a T-shirt with that on.
Yeah, that would be good. A good catchphrase, isn't it?
Okay, we're sort out a date for you to come back. And while we're here, because Oscar's just come in, and Oscar said to me this morning, he's got, whenever I ask him why he's late, he's always got an excuse. And the excuse was this morning, his knees were playing him up.
Right.
Is that something you can help with?
Well, I have a bad knee, so, yeah, I can probably sympathise.
Because it's slightly more complicated, isn't it, Oscar?
I've got hypermobility,
right?
Which I suffer with pain from if I go for like walks and stuff. And my legs, at like this morning, they were really aching and really painful.
Right.
So it's basically when I go for walks, but when I run, it's fine. Okay. The pain's not there.
So do you have knee supports or anything like that to just support the joints? I mean, I've got a bad knee injury from a football injury. So if I was to do any high impact exercise like running, I'd probably want to support my knee. I mean, first of all, I'd probably have to qualify that I'm probably not qualified to give you advice on your hypermobility, because it's not something which I'm, an expert in any shape or form. So you might want to go and sort out some professional advice for somebody who understands how to best manage that condition. You know, someone like an osteopath or something like that would probably be able to give you exercises for strengthening muscles to just improve. Because it's over flexibility, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very flexible as well, so I know, in a way, I know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. So you probably want to look at maybe seeing somebody who understands the condition to give you exercises for strengthening muscles around the joints that give you issue. So, you know, quads, hamstring, glute exercises to improve your knee stability, and then probably support the knee whilst you're actually exercising if you want to continue exercising. I find it interesting that walking is more painful than running.
So I could do sports all day and run.
Right.
But walking, I find it really hard. Like, to walk where, like, my knees are just, like, walking and stuff.
Right. I'd be interested to know, you know, from an expert's point of view, why that is. You know, maybe footwear, that you wear something different for the sports activity compared to when you're actually just walking on the road. So there might be something to do with how the arch of your foot is positioned when you're walking, that puts different strains onto the joints compared to the proper footwear for running, you know, your running shoes, which change the position of the arch of your foot. But again, I'm only surmising on possibly where the issues might be. So see what you run in and then try walking in them and see whether it has the same as, of course, the football boots, because that's probably not a good idea to walk in football boots. But
is there food there? Because we
have various foods, nutrition. My research on nutrition is that it pretty much affects everything in your life with regard to your body. So the food that we eat changes our hormone balance, and the hormone balance we have in our body affects our mental approach to things, so therefore our decision making is different, and then the reaction, the hormones that you have in your body from the food you take in, can have a reaction, such as cortisol can cause, you know, things like IBS, because you get worried about certain things and then you eat food groups which then react to that, and then you get stomach issues. Also, very high acidic foods can have effects on your joints. I know that things like apples can affect joint, you know, if you have things like gout, those sort of things, they can be affected by the food choices that you're making, you know, and normally taking out the high acidic foods improves that situation. So if you eat a lot of fruit, then maybe reduce that slightly. That that can have an effect on joint pain.
Have you actually seen anybody, Oscar? Is it just something that you just... Because when I... I don't know whether it's the same thing, but, you know, in our day... Because we're roughly the same age, aren't we? In our day, 80, our mums would have said, it's growing pains.
Growing pains, yeah.
They would have done, wouldn't they? They would get have on done, with yeah. it, it's growing pains. But yeah. it's not growing pains.
My teacher has hypermobility as well. So... She
has it as well. Yeah. But have you seen somebody about it? Are you working on it? Is it just something you just got to deal with, or is there something you can do about it? Obviously, Danny's there giving you a bit of advice there. So what will you do now? What will your next steps be?
I'll probably I'll probably get on with, like, try and see how it goes, and if it goes, I'll probably try those shoes, like the try my like running shoes, like my
because
I mean, I know you're kind of wearing sort of flat shoes at the moment. Those are the ones that cause the pain, because they're not going to give you a great deal of support. You might need a little bit of arch support to improve the strain that's going through your knee joints. That's the first thing I kind of noticed. Fish oil is another good one for joints, so your omega-3s. That's a good one for joint health, you know. So
we're kind of running out of time, but I've been saved. Chaz has come up trumps. The oil that I was trying to think of, sesame oil, is that good?
Yes. Well, I don't know a great deal about it, but I have heard that people use sesame oil as well. Yeah, as a sweetener. Is that right?
Sesame oil to cook me stir frying.
Oh right.
Yeah, it's got that distinct smell, and I say I know where I'm getting a stir fry
from sesame seeds.
From sesame oil.
Anyway,
we stumped him.
No, I have stumped him a little bit. I was thinking of something completely different, but sesame oil, yeah. I'm not sure. I'd have to research it.
Okay.
Yeah. But if it's a seed oil, probably not.
Okay. Well, I think it's sesame seed. Yeah. So I'm guessing it is. But if you could check that out.
Yeah, no,
That's what
I was
she uses.
Thinking of something completely different then for a moment. Yeah.
Whenever she fries chicken, that's what the wife will fry it in, sesame seed oil. And whenever I do it, because I'll do the chicken stir fry noodle.
Right.
And I would use, because we've got some olive oil, but it's got a garlic oil, a garlic thing in it.
Your garlic's good.
With chilies. And they say chilies good for
chilies,
you as well.
Chilies really good, garlic's really good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know supplementing with garlic is obviously has some negative effects sometimes, but it's very good for you.
All right,
very
okay.
good for gut health.
So you're going to come back in a couple of weeks,
yes,
and measure me again in a couple of weeks. We've got the worst 2 weeks out of the way. I'm you know, obviously overweight still.
Yeah.
I'm eating the wrong
not,
stuff.
Not massively though. That's you know,
my clothes still fit me just.
Yeah, I. You're in a position where I think it's going to be reasonably straightforward for us to improve the situation, but you're not in some critical position where it's life-affecting. It's just you want to lose a stone or so, which should be reasonably straightforward.
Yeah, okay. We'll crack on with that. And in the meantime, if anybody listening to this thinking, okay, I want to do this, I want to be able to do this, how do they get hold of you?
Through the website, which is thefitmindsetcode.com and all the three W's. You can also follow me on my Facebook and Instagram, which is @fitmindsetcode. So private message me through either of those two platforms.
Okay, and I mean, what kind of people are you helping at the moment? You're helping young people?
Yeah, people? From the last time I was on, I got a couple of private clients, so some one-to-one. I've joined a couple of coaching groups, which is good. So I'm going to be talking and doing some talks on nutrition to a couple of the groups that I've joined. I have a couple of businesses that I've going to get me to do some workshops with regard to wellness, well-being and nutrition. And so everything is moving forward quite nicely. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Because I'm looking at the stuff that you've set me, and I'm thinking I'm going to see a difference in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you see a difference, it obviously spurs you on as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and I think the wife is taking part as well. So it's, you know, those sweetener things that she's going to have to do as well. So thanks, Danny.
My
it's
pleasure.
Been as ever very interesting.
Thank you.
And see you in a couple of weeks. And good luck with your problems as
Thank
well,
you.
Oscar. We'll find
Cheers.
Out. You're not here next week, but no. you are in tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Danny, for coming in. Stand by because on the way it's Laura. You may have heard him warming up out there. Archie's in as well. And also Joe, and I think John's coming in too. So have yourself a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Stay tuned to FM 104.6.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Vectis Radio.